What is our current standard of care? Well, two randomized trials that were published in 2004 established docetaxel-based therapy as the standard of care for hormone-refractory prostate cancer. A combination of docetaxel plus estramustine and SWOG was compared to mitoxantrone or prednisone, and Mario's study looked at either weekly or every three-week docetaxel and compared that to mitoxantrone and prednisone. These are very, very similar groups of patients, similar percentages of patients having symptomatic bone pain, similar percentage of patients having exclusively bony metastatic disease or soft tissue disease. And I think, again, it's also quite remarkable that the consistency of the data as far as survival is concerned, our study in SWOG showing a 2-month difference and a 20% reduction in the rate of death, and Mario's study demonstrating a 24% reduction in the risk of death and a 2-month difference in median survival. But I think what's also important are the issues about quality of life and quality of life improvements seen in TAX 327. In those patients who are treated with docetaxel every 3 weeks versus mitoxantrone or the weekly versus mitoxantrone, using the FACT-P score, there was also an improvement in quality of life parameters in favor of both of the arms, even though the weekly did not show a survival benefit. We're just about to publish our data from SWOG on 9916 in the JCO, and basically we found, except for nausea, there were similar quality of life improvements in docetaxel estramustine versus mitoxantrone and prednisone. So this does seem to be a comparable regimen as far as our quality of life is concerned.